Chapter 30. Abbé de Fontaine. The seneschal stared into Geoffrey's eyes and saw hatred.
"I've told our new master," Geoffrey said, nudging the gun deeper into de Roquefort's throat, "to stand still, or I will shoot him."
The seneschal stepped close and poked a finger into the protective vest.
"If we'd not started the gunfire, you would have, right? Killed while escaping. That way your problem is solved. I'm eliminated, and you're the ordered savior."
De Roquefort said nothing.
"That's why you came here alone, to finish the job yourself. You wanted no witnesses."
"We must go," Geoffrey said.
"Where are we going?"
"I'll show you."
Keeping the gun cocked at de Roquefort's neck, Geoffrey led his hostage out of the dormitory. In the hall stood five armed men. They raised their guns, ready to fire.
"Lower your aim," de Roquefort ordered. "I want no more bloodshed."
The brothers took a few steps backward. Geoffrey and de Roquefort stepped out into the hall. The seneschal followed.
"We need to move quickly," the seneschal made clear.
With his hostage, Geoffrey led the way down the passageway. The seneschal followed, keeping his attention trained on the five brothers. They continued down the hallways, and he could hear footfalls behind them, the five brothers following, ready to act when the opportunity arose. They stopped before a doorway with carved capitals and a simple iron handle. The master's quarters.
"In there," Geoffrey said.
"Why?"
the seneschal asked.
"We'll be trapped."
"Please, go inside."
The seneschal pushed open the door, then engaged the latch after they entered. He was concerned. They were now imprisoned within the master's chamber, the only exit a window that opened to nothing but air.